Hey, this is TA calling in from Chapio Lake in Labrador, and I'm standing at the edge of Chapio Lake on a gorgeous beach, looking towards the western end of it, towards some rolling mountainy-like hills, and we never expected to be having this view. It was very foggy this morning when our plane reached Harp Lake, and the pilots gave it their best shot, but it wasn't safe. They couldn't get enough visibility to take us down into Harp Lake. We did catch wonderful, tantalizing looks at it, and we thought we were heading back to Goose Bay, and they put down here on Chapio Lake to check in with us. They'd offered us to put us on Sipiskan or Snagamook for the Canary Yuktuk, but of course we didn't have maps or anything prepped for that. Marion and I might have been able to remember it. But then when they came here to Chapio, we realized that we could hook up with at least a little bit of the Eblatok, if we put down here rather than lose the whole trip. When you make an attempt in a float plane and you don't get in, you're responsible for paying for that flight even though you didn't get to where you wanted to go. And it's expensive because it's two ways, in and out. So we decided that a trip in hand was better. And we were pretty excited to not be going back to Goose Bay. And then when we hit the beach and spent some time sorting through gear and having some lunch, then it's cleared. So we've had to deal a little bit with our disappointment of it's actually clear enough. Had we been flying later in the day, we probably could have gotten into Harp and done our trip as anticipated. But instead, we're here at Chapio, and the view is awesome. We're likely going to paddle west and out of the lake proper tomorrow into the river system that feeds it, and then come back to the same site tomorrow if the weather allows. And then we'll make our way down to the end of the eastern end of Chapio and see this landform that caught our attention from both the maps and from the satellite imagery that we looked at. So we're doing our best to make lemonade, and it's actually much more than lemonade. It's lemonade with cherry or raspberries because the day we've had has been spectacular. Even the bugs aren't too bad, and the sun is setting now, so there's a golden color in the sky that's reflecting in the water. The water is lapping gently here on the edge. We had a wonderful steak and potatoes dinner by Mark, and so we're settling in nicely here on the river with two names, and we'll see the river that has two names in